Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I feel good today. Tell them how you feel, Gerald.
Just like fire, be
come on and get up. Let's praise. Come on, Holy Ghost.
Talking
about the Holy Ghost fire. Come on.
And go on and get that head bobbing. I see you getting your praise on. Blessings and praise the Lord to each and every one of you. Welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living creator God. Now, right now, is the time, beloveds, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father, and oh my goodness, His sweet, precious, and beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah, Savior, and Redeemer, Jesus the Christ. We are just so grateful for His sacrifice to come and save our very souls by giving His own life for the sin debt that we should have paid. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly and unapologetically as well as unequivocally declared to be the only Redeemer. He is the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our wonderful, beautiful, eternal life. He's our only hope and life for this lost, dark, and dying world that you and I are living in. Blessings again to everyone, everyone, everybody. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson. And I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. But I'm going to be playing it right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Fire the Gospel Experience will light, ignite, and then fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you, and you too can be that victorious believer in Jesus Christ. But you got to be in Jesus Christ. You can't be hanging around the church on the outside, keeping a Bible on your dashboard, talking about I'm a believer. You got to come on in and give yourself, your whole self, mind, body, and soul to God to be in Jesus Christ. God is not a respected person, y'all, so no need to fear. There's no favoritism. He's not a respected person. No, He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with Him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for your spiritual nutrition as well as your sanctified supplement from the book of Genesis, the first book of the Bible, Old Testament, y'all. Chapter 1, verse 22, where our God, the great creator, orderly creates the galaxy, universe, sun, moon, stars, and earth. And then he creates all the necessary atmosphere to sustain life. God creates the birds and the sea creatures and then blesses them and commands them to be fruitful and multiply. I don't know how I missed that. All these many decades of studying the scriptures, I already knew that God said, I'm going to bless Adam, I'm going to bless Eve, I want y'all to be fruitful and multiply. But get your Bible and go to Genesis 1 and 22 and you'll see that he gave that very same commencement before he gave it to Adam and Eve, to the fish in the sea and the birds in the air. And then later on, he looked at the animals and the creatures on the ground and said, that's good. But there is a blessing to be fruitful and multiply on the animal life as well as the human life. And we're going to talk about that because there is a spiritual connection. So I just want y'all to know, I have a greater respect for God's created wildlife after now fully realizing that God blessed them even before he blessed mankind. Wow, we're going to talk about bless, fruitful, and multiply right here on this Fire Gospel Spin. My special guest is here, amazing woman of God, author, speaker, entrepreneur, and executive consultant, woman of God, Dr. Sharon Mancher is here. What an amazing testimony this young lady has, and we're probably going to be doing a series on a book that she has written, talking about intimacy with Christ. Lord have mercy. Don't we just need to be more intimate with our Creator God, with our Savior? Yes, indeed. And then later on in the broadcast, I'm going to shine my artist spotlight on gospel artist, young millennial brother, man of God, A.J. Evans is here. Lord have mercy. If y'all know anything and can remember Tevin Campbell, Lord Jesus, this might be the second coming of Tevin Campbell. This young man has soul inspiration, and he has music that's going to shock and surprise you, but it's going to bless your soul. So why don't you go ahead and call a family member, call a friend, a coworker, a neighbor, somebody that God, Holy Spirit of God, is putting in your spirit right now to get in touch with them and let them know that Brother Ron E. Jefferson is indeed back on the internet radio to honor God. Amen. And to bless each and every one of you listeners to go higher, to grow further in the spiritual principles that the Bible declares, because that's what this Christian life is all about. Giving yourself to the Most High God, mind, body, and soul, and then loving your neighbors as you love yourself. On those two right there hang all the law and the prophets. And so it's all about giving ourselves to God in a brand new way all over again. Thank you, Holy Spirit God, for lighting the fuse that's about to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire, fire, fire. My spirit free. You know, they say that the most difficult part of changing is the process of change itself. Sounds of Man of God, Michael Hart with new music, Change Me, Lord. Thank you, Man of God, Jason Nation, for continuing to send these anointed gospel artists to this fire gospel experience. We are all about doing the very best we can to change anything that would interfere with our relationship with the Most High God. So, Michael Hart, Man of God, you keep on changing and you keep on singing so that we all can be more like our Lord Jesus. My special guest is here, this amazing woman of God. I'm trying to tell y'all, author, speaker, entrepreneur, as well as executive consultant, is doing just what God has called her to do. She has a book, and we are going to be talking about it, but I want y'all to know, this woman of God, she has paid her dues. She is doing the things that God has required of her to do, and now she is here on this fire gospel experience to bless us with her words of wisdom, as well as all of the biblical insight and knowledge that she's gained in the many positions that she's had, co-pastor, first lady. She has done so many things in the body of Christ. We are honored and well pleased to have with us on this fire gospel experience, woman of God, Dr. Sharon Mantra, here to bless us. And I believe she's going to bless us real good. Don't y'all just feel that? Well, I know one thing. I do. And I'm just extremely happy, excited, and pleased, without any further ado, to bring this woman of God on and let her bless us until we can't take no more. So without any further ado, come on, woman of God, Dr. Sharon Mantra on this fire gospel experience.
All right.
All right. Come on in. Did I mention that you are also a former media radio personality as well? So you're going to make my job real easy this afternoon, morning, night, however, whatever time it is that y'all listen to this broadcast. Just every now and then, when you get on the road, take a breath so I can just jump in there every now and then. If you do that, we'll work out just fine. How's that?
All right. That sounds good to me.
Amen.
All right.
Bless
such
you,
a
woman
pleasure.
Of God. Thank you, thank you.
It is such a pleasure, Brother Ron, to be joining you today with Fire experience, you know, just the gospel experience. I mean, because at the root of everything, at the root of intimacy is that gospel experience, the word of God that we all receive. Somebody told it to us. We experienced it at church, or somehow we encountered the Holy Spirit, and God gave us an experience that changed our lives. But, thinking about today's topic and the power of intimacy with Christ and my own personal journey, which is why I wrote this book in the first place. I was born again in a little storefront, little church that had been a house converted into a church, one level. You know how they used to do it, and then the top level. And it was on San Pablo in Oakland, California, with prostitutes strolling the streets and drug dealers on the corner and having to walk through them to get into the church doors, you know. Down in the trenches of what we call ministry. And in that little bitty sanctified corner storefront church, God saved and sanctified me and filled me with his spirit. And I've been walking with him ever since. And now to this year is my 40th year of knowing God.
What?
And I'm telling you, I have been through the storm. Yes, Lord. And I have been through the rain.
Amen.
But God has been there with me, and he has taught me about intimacy and that power that comes with intimacy. Into me, see, O God. You know, and so it's been such a pleasure. Into me, see. And so I have spent my life telling the world by commission of God how important and significant and life-transforming it is to encounter God and be transformed through having an intimate relationship with him. My background,
I'm gonna tell you this, go ahead, Lady Mantra. We just both so full, we just trying to get it in. But hold your thought, because I don't want you to let it get away from you. But I wanted to share with the listening audience what attracted me to invite this woman of God to come to be with us on this fire gospel experience is because I'm always searching. We may have mutual friends And that is, I guess, the vein that connects individuals together, certain people. I'm going to say in the world that we live in, but spiritually we already know God has orchestrated strategically for the right people to meet each other. But when I saw your Facebook Live, you gave the distinct hospitality and ability, I'm going to tell you, of being able to be in a crowd of people and speaking to individuals at the same time, individually. See, that's the anointing. A lot of people can be great orators, but when you have the anointing over you, you have an additional spiritual embodiment that flows through you. And you could be talking to a room of 500 people and everybody in there that was really paying attention and listening will feel like all of a sudden it was a one-on-one conversation, yet and still in a room full of a mass of people. Now, that is the gift of God. When I felt that on you, you were talking to me through this internet. I said, this woman has anointing on her life. Go right ahead, woman of God. I just had to let my listeners know the impact that you carry. And if you needed confirmation for yourself, you just got it from me. Go right ahead, woman of God.
Well, you know, without God, we're nothing. Anything we have, anything we possess, anybody's lives we're able to touch is because of the magnificent grace and favor and presence of God. And it's this book in particular that we're focusing on, you know, that's what it's about. It's talking about the power that's connected to an intimate relationship with God. And so as I think about the reality of intimacy, you know, and how when we meet God for that first time, the reason I wrote this book, first of all, God told me, my husband, I had finished seminary school and God told me to write this book. He told me what the name is, and he told me why I was supposed to write it. And I obeyed God. But had I not had an intimate relationship with him, I wouldn't have heard his voice in the middle of the night on the cruise ship call my name and tell me to go sit out on the balcony. And when I sat out on the balcony, he told me, bring a pen and pad. And I did that. And he told me, write down the name. And I wrote the name down. He said, and you're going to write me a book. And this is what you're to tell the people. And so when we have that intimate relationship with Christ, we're able to have that connection with God to know how we're supposed to live, what we're supposed to do, who we're supposed to reach. Yes. And then the individualized intimacy, you hit the nail on the head when you talked about having a relationship with God to where your life is changed and God can use you to change the lives of others. And that is so key to when we first meet him. You know, we have that encounter, we feel him, we're empowered by his presence, it breaks us down, we repent for our sins, and, you know, accept him as our Lord and Savior. But that's just the beginning, it's just the threshold. And if we're not careful, we get so churched to the point we leave that intimacy that we had at that initial encounter, and we fall in love with religion. We fall in love with the church. We fall in love with the socialization of the church. And we lose the momentum of that first encounter that's supposed to walk us into the trajectory of our lives, of our ministry, in our relationship. Then we got to find our way back. And a lot of times it's a train wreck. That leads us back to intimacy.
Have you ever known somebody? Have you ever known somebody, Lady Montreux? Excuse me. Let me just jump in real quick. Have you ever known somebody that have a beautiful car and that you want to get a ride, and then you're like, oh my goodness, I'm looking forward to this ride in this beautiful car. Tires were armor-alled, and it was waxed down, looking good, tinted windows and everything. You got in that bad boy, and it was potato chip bags and McDonald's cups in there and everything. You had to scoop stuff out the way just to try to get a seat, and you trying to be polite and not embarrass them. It seems like they're not even bothered. We can get used to a certain amount of things that are out of order if we're not careful. That's all I wanted to say.
It's so true, and because it becomes familiar, we don't even notice it. It takes someone that comes in that's never saw it to come in and notice that it's there and bring it to your attention again. You know, and that's what we have to be careful of, because we can become so familiar with church and the experience of worship and the experience of religion congregation. Yes, and we leave that, get down on your knees and cry out to God. we leave that, Lord, walk with me through the day, and then teaching our ear how to hear God through the day so we have that consistent elevation of relationship with God that causes us to be individualized in our walk with him.
Oh, my God.
I feel like, I'm telling you, preaching from the rooftop, because I meet him from being a pastor's wife for 28 years. And the different personalities and souls that come into the church, you know, I've kind of seen it all. And we want to love God. We just do. It's who we are. We're created to love him. We're created to have a relationship with him. But I don't know why God's got this particular avenue. I don't usually go this way, Brother Rod, talking about how we get lost in the church and thereby start doing the work rather than doing the relationship. And the work is what's suicidal to your intimacy with God. So we have to be very careful that as we get caught in the rigors and the flow of ministry and the work that God has called us to, that we don't forget that we have to have a relationship with the blesser and not just the blessing.
Oh, my God.
And it's subtle.
It is subtle, woman of God. Have you ever heard someone say that we can be so busy serving God that we leave God out?
Amen. He on the other side of the door, standing there knocking. Said, behold, I stand and knock at the door. If any man open the door, hear me and open the door, I'll come in. We leave him on the other side because salvation itself is just the beginning place. It's the threshold of the marriage of intimacy with Christ. And if we're not careful,
Amen.
We never get into the secret place with him. We find ourselves in the room with him, but we don't get into the secret place because it's like a marriage. It takes time to get into cultivation and learning what he likes, learning what turns God off or distance you from the Holy Spirit. It's a very sensitive, delicate thing that we have to do to maintain our intimacy. And a lot of it is quieting the noises around us, quieting the people around us, you know, and making God a priority in our lives.
Amen.
If I can share
can
with
you,
table of...
Can you do me a favor before you share? Hold that thought. We're going to get it together. We good. Can you define intimacy so that we'll all have an understanding? Because there's one thing that I've noticed. I'm a word person. I've always loved language, English, and history. And we sometimes can spell a word and we can pronounce a word, but we don't always have clarity of definition. And then what one person believes is the definition might not be another person's definition of that very same word. So for the sake of clarity and understanding, Dr. Manson, would you please define the biblical understanding of intimacy?
Well, first, I'd like to preface it with saying that a lot of times we're confused between sexual intimacy or a close relationship with the opposite sex, and we see intimacy as only a bedroom agenda, so to speak.
Come on.
I define intimacy, and my revelation that God has given me is into me see. I said that earlier, because into me see means,
yes, you did.
Lord, my relationship with you is on the inside of me. I don't worship you externally only, but the closest place of my heart sitting at your feet and sitting on your lap, so to speak, Papa God, you know, is when I have fellowship with you in the heart. So intimacy is to open up our hearts and have relationship with God from the inside, through our inner man, not through our intellect, but through our inner man, where our lives is an open book, our heart is an open book, our spirits are an open book, and we're so surrendered to God. And this takes process. It doesn't happen overnight. It's a practice. It's a discipline, but you got to want it more than anything else. And one of the things that I share my testimony that God did with me when his spirit is so vast and he's so real, you know, and I was afraid when God would come into the room when I would kneel down on my knees to pray when I first got saved. And I would be afraid because his presence would come in the room so strong. And we're dealing with the spirit realm. And so I would get afraid, but the love of God and the warmth of his spirit felt so good. But yet I was afraid because it was the unknown. And how the Lord taught me to embrace His presence is when He lifted His presence off of me and I longed to feel it again, and He did not come back right away to teach me to long for it, to hunger for it. And that's why the scripture says he that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. It has to be an internal appetite inside of us that desires God more than anything. And so He taught me to long for Him. He taught me to want Him. And so I began through that encounter with God to desire Him more than anything. I mean, you know, we sing that song, and it's a song that says, "My heart panteth after thee, like the heart at the water." And it's so true. When we want relationship with a man or with a woman, if you're a man, you're going to do whatever it takes. You're going to invest time. You're going to invest unveiling yourself, sharing deep and intimate and real things that you may not have shared with anybody, with that individual. You give them yourself. It's just like that with God. When we come into intimate relationship, we're saying to Him, "Lord, here I am, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Here I am, Lord, and I want You to teach me. I want You to show me how to serve You, how to love You, how to obey You." And in the process of that surrendering, we learn intimacy. And God will meet you right there at the point of your realness. At your realness is where intimacy begins.
Amen.
Did you want to say something?
Can I ask you one more question? Yes, let me ask you one more question. I had to go to a place that was spiritual, but it wasn't a church. And there were people there, but it wasn't a congregation. And they gave me some spiritual information, and they told me something that opened my eyes to the point where when I first heard this many decades ago, it has stayed fresh inside my spirit, that intimate place that you're talking about. They told me that we're not human beings having a spiritual experience.
Amen.
We are spiritual beings having a human experience. I'm going to say that again.
Absolutely.
We are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience, because the Bible declares that God told, I believe, Jeremiah, He said, "I knew you in the womb." So that means that before we put on these flesh bodies, we had an existence. And we had a connection with the Creator God. So I'm understanding that the intimacy that the Bible is talking about, woman of God, is that when we open up the door at the knocking of our Lord Jesus, intimacy is does not just want Jesus to stay in the living room. "No, Jesus, you can't come back here in the dining room because I got some stuff going on. No, you can't come back here in the bedroom because I got some other private things going on." Intimacy is, "I want you to come on into me and see Jesus. Come on into my thought life. Come on into my appetite life. Come on into the areas where I'm still weak, and fledgling and challenged and sometimes fail and sometimes need your forgiveness, because I still sometimes have the propensity to fall short and sin." I know Christians don't like to talk about it. I know we don't even like to admit it, but it's true. And see, we live in a handicapped position because we will not be fully transparent with the Creator when He already knows. Come on, woman of God, I had to get that out.
And that's the most important thing in intimacy, is that you got to come correct. You got to come to God with the real. He already knows anyhow. There's nothing we can keep.
He already
knows. The Bible says He knows it already. He knows the end from the beginning. Every hair on our head, He knows them all. But
His
the scripture says God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And so if God is a spirit, and we're made up body, soul, and spirit, you know, we have a triune makeup just like God does. And so when we
understand that
spirit to spirit, our spirit to God's spirit, then we're able to enter into that secret place. Psalm says it in the 91st Psalm, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide." And so it just gives us the clarity that serving God has to come from the inner man. Our spirit has to serve God. So it can't be the ritualistic of just, you know, the things that we do to get in the mindset. But there's a place in God where we can live in Him 24/7. And that's what God is calling
Amen.
Us to. He's calling us to an intimacy
Amen.
That is so real that it empowers and fuels and flows in our lives. What
it
we
does.
Need to be successful in relationships, in business, in our attitude, which is directly our spiritual attitude determines our spiritual altitude. And so it molds and shapes us. It cleanses out the good, you know, to make it better, and the ugly to make it refined. God just does his transformative work as we come before his presence and we trust him to be the God that he says he is in the Bible. And he can trust us to come to him with our real self and not hide anything, but to know and understand that God loves us just the way we are. And when we walk with him in intimacy,
Amen.
He holds our hands through the transformation process. But we got to get real enough.
Amen.
And our challenge sometimes is because we've never been real with ourselves. We've never known how to go and
Jesus.
Live on the inside of us. Because everything is taught for us. Even from kids, our parents taught us how to live from the external. Nobody tells you how to live from the internal. And to walk with God in intimacy, you got to be able to go on the inside and deal with your spirit man. You got to be able to live out of your spirit
man.
And so I think it's really important that as we talk about this, if I may, Brother Ron, I'd like to kind of share the table of contents of the book, The Power of Intimacy with Christ.
Yes,
the chapter one,
before you
meeting
do that,
Christ.
Before you do that, Dr. Manchin, let me just hit and make one point about what you said about us being made in the image of God, that we are mind, body, and spirit. And what I found out is that portion of the body actually represents the triune nature of God, because God
Absolutely.
Is the head, and this represents our head or our thinking capacity. Jesus represents the body because he put on human flesh and came and visited us. And then Holy Spirit God is our comforter that resides within us. So Father, Son, Holy Spirit adapts to
Absolutely.
All of who we are. That's why he made us in our image. The Father is our head. Jesus put on a body to sacrifice himself for our sins. And then Holy Spirit God is the resident comforter that lives inside of us. Now, share with us the contents of the book. I have to share that because when we make a decision to study, to show ourselves approved unto God, that's when God allows us to go into the deeper recesses of his word. And it becomes so clearer and plain to us that we can put scriptures together correctly and be blessed by it, and then we have an obligation to share. What are the contents of this book, again, woman of God? Go right ahead.
Well, see, you done took me back for a minute. I got to go back and talk about the body, soul, and spirit again. When you had mentioned that, it's so powerful that you reiterated and brought it back, because in all honesty, that's why when we serve God intimately from the heart, from the spirit, from the body, our body is the tabernacle of the Holy Ghost. And so our mind or our soulish man, our intellect, is what in our emotional system, our emotional life, so to speak, all of this has to work
with
God. And then our spirit man, you know, and so the Holy Ghost now in this dispensation, he's the executive of the Trinity. He's the one that's fulfilling in
that's
us
right.
and through us the work of God, the work
that's
of
right.
the kingdom of God in the earth right now.
Come on.
So it's really
Come
important
on.
To understand, if you don't live out of the spirit in an intimate relationship with God, then you are an unprofitable servant in the kingdom of God. Because in order to effectively work in the kingdom of God, you've got to work through the spirit. And so
that's right.
I just had to kind of throw that in there a little bit because it's so important.
Thank you for throwing
that
in there. Amen.
We are absolutely spiritual beings, and we do have an intellect. We serve God with our mind. That's why we have to know the word. We have to be rooted and grounded in the truth of the scripture, because it is the anchor of the soul. It gives us the foundation that we need to be able to encounter and protect, to be offensive and defensive against everything that comes against and opposes our confidence in God. Because faith is simply confidence in God. And to have with him
Amen.
Means that you believe he exists. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And I can hear you like that horse, you know, they be chomping at the bit. So I'm going to step back a little bit and let you go forth, Brother Rod. I hear it.
Only thing I want to share, woman of God, is I just want to accentuate everything that you said, because we are very much in the same vein and we are very much flowing. As we prayed before we went live, that Holy Spirit God will connect our minds together spiritually so that we can share what needs to be shared. I'm going to say this to you, that our spiritual component that we are was created by God to crave and seek the Spirit that made us. Just like the infant
Amen.
Child craves the breast milk from the mother's breast, our spirit will crave something to fill it. The intention is to be fed by God himself. God will invest. He will digest himself into our spirit, just like a suckling babe does on a woman on their mother's breast. But God said, I don't want it mandatory. I want it to be a free will offering. I will give these souls the right and the freedom to choose me or something else. Who wants to be married to somebody just legally and there be no affection? Who wants to just be connected to a heavenly place where there's praise, worship, and a benevolence given unto God, and you grumpy and mad because you don't like to go to church? Well, if you don't like to go to church, you certainly not going to enjoy heaven, because that's what it's going to be, all-out praise and worship to God. I'm just saying all that, woman of God, because there is a spiritual vacuum inside of a person that will be drawn to something to fulfill that spiritual appetite. If it's not God, it's going to be something else. And 9 times out of 10, it's the self that we sit on the throne of our heart, and we become self-centered instead of God-centered. Come on, woman of God, because we're about
yes.
to take a music break. Go ahead.
Well, you know, you talked about a man and a woman and who wants to be in love with and be married to someone who doesn't have affection for them or demonstrate affection. God feels the same way. Matter of fact, I'm a firm believer
exactly.
that the reason God wants to serve him by our own will, because he doesn't want us to force us to love him. Nobody wants to be loved by force. It has to be by will. Who
knows
the will, let him come. But, you know, you can't really know a person that you don't spend time with. You can't know a person
exactly.
that you don't investigate in who they are. That's the same calling to intimacy that we have with Christ. In order to really
that's
get
right.
to know God and how God works in you and how God wants to work in the kingdom and in the world, you got to spend time in God's presence. And as you spend time in his presence, you build confidence that God intimately and individually know you and that he cares about you.
Yeah.
Then as you pray, you're able to discern the answer of God in your life, because you know what you're asking for. You know he's the only one that heard it. And when he brings that thing to pass,
mm-hmm.
you can identify the activity of God in your life, which provokes worship,
mm-hmm.
and it provokes intimacy.
Jesus.
And then as we observe what it is God does, we come to know God and how he works inside of us. And so intimacy
Amen.
Is really so key to us not only coming to understand who we are in God, that's a whole other thing we haven't talked about, but coming
yes,
to
is.
Know the God that wants to reveal himself as God to us and through
Amen.
Us. And that can only happen as we get to know God ourselves individually.
Amen. Preach. We're going to take a music break and let y'all marinate on those powerful words that woman of God, Dr. Sharon Mancia, and I myself just shared with you all, as we allow woman of God, Tiffany Andrews, to bless us with everything that we just shared with you all. Will submit a heart that wants to just be used by God. And she's going to just do it in such a melodic way. She's just saying, God, have your way.
Lord, I want to please you. Whatever you say, I will do. Anything not like you, take it out of me. Lord, I wanna please you.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Fire, the gospel experience, where I told y'all at the beginning, I will be giving you some of the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music ever made and ever played. And I believe I'm backing that thing up right there, especially with my very special guest, woman of God, Dr. Sharon Mancha is here. And we've been talking about some very deep things. And woman of God, we were in the back room discussing some things. I asked you to hold your thoughts so that you can bring it back to us when we come back live on the air. Now, come on, let us continue with this sanctified conversation that we had started, trusting in God. He's speaking through us. Go right ahead, Dr. Mancha.
Okay. I wanted to just say, there may be someone out there that's listening to this amazing broadcast, and you're saying to yourself, you guys are talking about intimacy. You're talking about the authority of intimacy and the power of intimacy and how important it is. But how do I achieve it? What are my steps that I should take in order to begin this relationship?
Right.
And so I just want to share with you three most important things to beginning to form an intimate relationship with God. And one of them is to come in an honest heart of prayer. You have to come to God expecting and anticipating that God's going to hear you. So you come to God out of an honest heart. You don't have to be in church. You don't have to be in the presence of somebody else. You can talk to God in your car driving to work. You can talk to God in any place that you are. It just needs to be honest. So you're going to come to God in honest prayer. The second thing, now, the best way to do that is on your knees. There's no prayer like prayer on your knees. You can do it anywhere. Yes, you can.
Yes.
But
yes.
Something about being on your knees that separates the world from you, separates everything else that's going around, and it's a posture of humility. So when you get down on your knees in prayer, you're saying to God by your very body posture, you are sovereign. You are God. I bow to you. I humble my mind. I humble my spirit. I humble my body. And I know that in this position, you are being honored as God, and I'm here to hear you. I'm here to surrender myself to you. There's something very special about it. Number two is humility, to really believe within yourself that God is greater than you, that God is sovereign, that God can do anything and everything that you need and that you desire. Because the Bible tells us if we delight ourselves in the Lord, he'll give us the desires of our heart. And I feel you again, Brother Ron, wanting to jump in there. I feel you. I'm going to get this third one out now. I'm going to back up a little bit. But humility is the spirit of acknowledgement that God is supreme, that he is sovereign, that he has all power and all authority. And so humility that, Lord, I know I can't do this. I know it's going to take you to help me get to know you because you're so great, you're so vast. I'm just a human. And I'm trying to learn how to walk in the spirit to get to know you, who is the sovereign one. So it's that position of humility. And then to believe that God's going to hear you, to go into that posture believing that God hears you. All right,
amen. 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 Listen, woman of God, I'm going to share this with you because, as I always say in my intro opening sharing, I always say that God is just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and truth. And isn't that the overall original created design that God had in mind when he made man? I want humble, honest, sincere, transparent worship and fellowship. That means God wants to intimately know us just like he is intimately wanting us to know him. And he already does. But it's the exchange of intimacy that God is looking for. That's why God says if you have money, and I'm saying offer it, the tithe or offering, and you don't want to give it, God is saying keep it. I don't need money. Money is not what God is thriving for or requiring. God says that I have the cattle on a thousand hills. All the silver and gold is mine. What God is looking for is a heart that wants to give any and everything that we have in our possession so that nothing will ever come between us. I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to turn it back over to you, because believe it or not, our time is just about over. Didn't I tell you that was going to happen? I told you. Remember?
Oh.
Remember I told you? I said, you're not going to believe it.
Yeah.
Well, woman of God, for the individuals that say and think and believe that LeBron James is the GOAT, they have never seen Michael Jordan. So get the video on YouTube, his favorite highlights, and then you'll see why he is the GOAT. Don't worry about the stats, because you got to have more than stats to be the GOAT. So the reason that I'm saying
now,
all this is because
that.
You talked about – Wait, hold on. The reason I'm bringing this up is because you said something that generation has no idea what you're talking about. You started your conversation off talking about a storefront church. They have no idea what you're talking about, because they grew up in a generation where church was on TV and on the internet and in these nice big facilities that we had. You have to understand, that's a generational thing that you and I know about, storefront churches. This generation don't know nothing about it, because there were little bitty places where back in the day, black folks had to get whatever we could afford to get and use them as places of worship. And a lot of times it was an old store that had closed down. We put our coins together. I was a little boy, but I watched them deacons and their mothers put their coins together and get that little church that had one ceiling fan and one little pulpit and may have a piano, may have a washboard, and we stomped our feet and we had church. And look at us now. Look where we are now. Now go ahead and use that example that I gave of LeBron James and Michael Jordan. Come on, put some spirituality on that.
Well, actually, you know, as you were talking about it, I was thinking, no, the real GOAT is the Holy Spirit. The real GOAT
Amen.
Is the Church
Amen.
Of the Trinity. And we are
yes.
Actually learning how to walk in that power and authority and presence of God. So when we talk
mm-hmm.
about becoming
mm-hmm.
intimate with God, God not only wants us to discover him and come into the knowledge that, you know,
yes.
he's the real GOAT. He just is. He's the best at transforming lives. He's the best at changing
Amen.
Mindsets. He's the best at taking things
Amen.
That are wrecked, addicted to drugs, prostitution,
mm.
whatever the situation
I
is, transforming that life and causing it to look like it's never been in an accident, et cetera.
Exactly.
He's the ultimate, and he knows how to take a damaged thing and totally
mm-hmm.
rehabilitate it as if it's never been in an accident.
Mm.
And
Amen.
So when we embrace the reality of who God is, his authority, because I was talking about those three points. Number three was to believe that God is and that he's going to hear your prayers
mm-hmm.
when you bow before him or when you stand before him in prayer. And so when we are looking
yeah.
to form this intimate relationship, I'm tracking back to make that connection to
Go
the
ahead.
Question that someone may be asking, how do I become intimate? You got to bring you to the table.
Mm.
We have to come to God real and correct. And then we got to be
yeah.
open and transparent about our stuff. If you're proud, if you're jealous, whatever your situation is, don't try to hide it. Don't try to pretend like God doesn't see it. If you said something you shouldn't and you cut somebody out on the freeway because they got ahead of you, whatever the situation is,
yeah.
just continue to bring it to God and say, Lord, I repent before you for what I did, and I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to clean that root of wherever that came from out of me so I can stand in victorious
yeah.
testimony about the authority of your presence
mm.
living in my life. Because the one thing that intimacy will birth inside of us as we spend this quality time with God, we won't only get to know
yes.
God, but we're going to get to know ourselves. God's going to intimacy,
right.
I talked about. He's going to change and turn that light of reflection inside of us
mm.
so we can see our proclivities and our tendencies and the things about us that we're not even aware that provokes our attitude and our actions in our world, and begin to change that so we can bear the fruits of the Spirit. And we can't do that on our own. It takes relationship with God, you know? And I think it's just really huge, because as we start identifying people as the goat, there's nobody better that ever lived, you know, and
that's right.
And then the under shepherds of what that is, it's impossible to have a relationship with God, you know, in the spirit, and not understand that it doesn't matter what we can achieve. Our pride is a competition to God's revelation of the authority that he has given us to rise above. So regardless of the world's identity of who is this and who is that, we got to really become a subject to God so God can actualize us in our giftedness and take us to the actualization of who we're supposed to become. Because without intimacy, we never come into the knowledge of who we are. We all can be goats. We all are goats, you know, and whatever God calls us to be. But a lot of times we're functioning in what we perceive to be what we should do as church people or as Christians, because we haven't spent the time with God to get the revelation of where our talents are, where our gifts are. What are the things within me that will make me a millionaire? What are the things that are within me that will sustain my life? Because I personally believe that every human being born on the planet, God gave them a talent to provide for themselves and to be able to excel.
I believe.
But we don't tap into it. And we don't spend enough time with God for our whole being, not just to worship him, but Lord, show me who I am for real. Show me what you see when you look at me as my God, and show me what I need to do and change. What is my giftedness that you have given me in the spirit at birth? Let me actualize that. Show me how to master this thing. And we don't do that. We're not taught to do that. We're not taught that God is a whole life-changing God, even though we see it all through the scripture. So intimacy in itself is the foundation and the launching rocket for our success in every aspect of our lives.
Amen. Amen. Woman of God, we are going to continue this conversation for as long as it takes, as many broadcasts as it takes, so that we can be thoroughly immersed and blessed by this revelation of intimacy in Christ that you have been blessed with and that have given the obligation and responsibility to share it. And I am happy to be a co-laborer with you in this assignment, at least on this particular platform. I'm going to align myself with you and help you fulfill that obligation to share about the intimacy of Christ. Because I'm trying to tell you, you said something right there that just hit me, and it's going to stay with me. Because without the intimacy of Christ, there is only desolation. There's only depression. There's only unfulfillment. There's lack of purpose. There's identity crisis and all of the negative emotions that surround the fact that we have not embraced the wonderful gift of intimacy with Christ, which is basically
because
Jesus
we're
standing
limited
at the door
in
of
our
your
ability.
Heart.
Because we're limited in our ability to see us for who we really are. We're limited. It takes a God eye in order to show us who we are and how gifted we are. So we live beneath our potential.
And it has everything to do with when Jesus does come at the door of our heart and knocks. Guess what? Guess what? Guess who's accompanying the Almighty One? Holy Spirit God is right there with Jesus when he knocks at the door of our heart, because Jesus is not going to stay there. Holy Spirit God is going to take residency once Jesus is allowed to come in. He's going back up to heaven and intercede on our behalf. Holy Spirit God is the one that's going to take up residency in our hearts. And so now we have a twofold soul provider. Jesus the Christ makes the necessary introduction. Holy Spirit God comes in and comforts, keeps, leads, and guides us. Woman of God, would you like to share any contact information so that any of these listeners, pastors, preachers, organizers of spiritual activities, revivals, women's retreat, once they hear this broadcast, want to get in touch with you so that you can come and be their speaker? If you have information, if you'd like to do so, you can. And then, of course, your social media contact, so that my listeners can be viewers of your Facebook Live presentations as well.
Okay. Well, for Facebook, it's Facebook, you know, at Dr. Sharon Mancha, DrSharonMancha. My website is drsharonmancha.com. And my books, I have three books, The Power of Intimacy with Christ, which is about building intimate relationship with God, how to do it, how to keep it. And then my second book is Trial Trauma, Healthy Spirituality for Empowered Living. It's about picking up the pieces after you trusted God to do a particular thing and God didn't allow it to happen and you're broken. You've been through a trial, a tragedy, and you haven't been able to pick the pieces back up of your faith and regain your spiritual composure. And so this book is about how to get those pieces back together so you can restore your faith and launch on forward in God. And then my third book is called Next Steps, Walking in the Spirit. It's about walking with God in the spiritual place we were talking about today. So you can do effective ministry. You can do effective life building. You can have effective and intelligent emotional and intellectual thinking because your mind will be right. And so these three books is about the whole man. It's about your development and progression, our progression as human beings in our position God has given us as spiritual beings with authority and power that Jesus has given us. If there's anyone out there that's interested in bringing me as a speaker, I've been a pastor's wife and pastored the church after my husband passed away. I pastored it, senior pastored it for 3 years. And so I know church work. I love to come and speak. I've been a speaker. I've been a radio host. I've been a podcaster for Charisma Magazine. I, like I said, I've wrote three books. I'm an entrepreneur. I own schools and businesses for 31 years. Just sold my last school, and now I'm focusing on nothing but launching my books and getting the information out there about intimacy with Christ. If you want me to come and share with you that God took me into hell, the Lord took me on a journey into hell and revealed to me the strategies that are coming against the, you know, the earth and our children and our youth. The Lord told me when he brought me out of that dream and that vision that this is what I want you to do. If you want me to come and talk, just preach God's gospel word. Whatever it is that I can do to impact your church, your congregation, to provoke them to come into intimacy, please give me a call. Conference speaker, and just love God, love you, and want to help you do the thing God's called you to do.
Amen, and that's really what it's all about. Kingdom building. It's all about saving souls as we build up the holy kingdom of God. That is the calling. That is our commission that our Lord Jesus gave us. And if you're not doing that, we are encouraging you to seek God and see how you play a very important part in the evangelizing of this world's unbelief, so that we all can become a part of the family of the body of our Lord Jesus Christ and one day see God in heaven and hear him say, well done, good and faithful servant. Woman of God, we will certainly be in touch with you so that we can continue to broadcast these ongoing messages, these ongoing words of encouragement regarding your book and or books as we feel led by Holy Spirit God. So be in touch and stay prayed up and stay in the blessed part of God as you let the light of Jesus Christ shine in your life. We thank you so much for joining us. Looking forward to having you come back.
Thank you for having me.
Amen.
You for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
And we look forward to having you come back. Woman of God, Dr. Sharon Mancha. Mancha is here on this fire gospel series, y'all. I'm telling you, Dr. Sharon Mancha, a straight-up woman of God that is doing what God has required her life. A wonderful and a fine example for each and every one of us to do the very same. You're tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience. And then we will be shining our artist spotlight on Man of God, A.J. Evans. He's in the house. He's waiting in the wings. We have his music. And we're going to share this young millennial brother's testimony, because don't y'all try to act like ain't no saved folks in the millennial ranks. He's here to represent. And I know he's going to represent us well. Fire, fire, fire. Your evangelistic, encouraging, sanctified, missionary gospel radio station. Here's the Gospel Group Unlimited to take us to church and letting us know that once you have reach the intimate place in God that you will be kept. You'll be saying it just like Group Unlimited. Yes, he did. He kept me, and he's keeping me all day. Y'all to church with the Gospel Group Unlimited right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. This is the portion of Fire the Gospel Experience where you blessed and anointed people of God come in with your gifted and talented selves, and y'all just come forward and let us see for ourselves how God is doing great and mighty things in your lives. And we are just excited to give you all this wonderful opportunity in our Shine Artist Spotlight. This young man here, he ain't playing with it. He's coming forward to let us know that he is so in love with God. It's just like an addiction, y'all. But it's not one with negative consequences. When you're hooked on God, it blesses your soul and everybody else that you know. AJ Evans is in the house.
this place, we need you in this place. Make us new in this place, Jesus. Wrap your arms around me, no bondage set us free. I'm desperate, don't ever leave, Jesus. Your love has captured me, your grace has covered me, your spirit surrounding me, I'm hooked on you, Jesus. You're never failing, always prevailing. To me, you're caring, I'm hooked on you, Jesus. Take control in this place, cleanse our souls in this place, make us whole in this place, Jesus. Forgive us for our mistakes, speak to me face to face. This is the day that you have made, Jesus. Help me say your love has captured me,
your grace
has covered me,
your spirit
surrounding me,
I'm hooked on you.
Jesus,
you're never
failed.
My mind and my thoughts all over the place in a spiritual place, and I was like, hold up, let me get back to this radio fire gospel experience. This young man, AJ Evans, I don't know if he knows, I'm going to ask him if he's aware of a young man back in the day many years ago named Tevin Campbell that was found by the great composer, writer, extraordinaire, Quincy Jones, when he did that amazing, amazing two-album, two-CD set of Christmas songs. This young man is coming out of Philly, y'all. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, my special guest for Shine on the Spotlight. Man of God, y'all just heard him taking us to higher places in our spiritual walk right now. Man of God, AJ Evans. The Millennial Brothers is right here in the house, y'all. Fire, fire, fire. Happy to have you, man of God. Happy to have you.
Hello, how
bless
are
you? Bless you, bless you. I'm so good, man of God. You just blessed our heart with that beautiful song talking about being hooked on Jesus. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to the listening audience? Tell us a little bit about your millennial saved soul. Who is AJ Evans? Tell us about yourself.
Well, thank you for having me. I am AJ Evans, and I am 17 years old. I go to school in Pennsylvania. However, I'm from Philadelphia. I am in 12th grade, but I enjoy writing music, and I enjoy my ministry. I've been singing since the age of 3 with my parents,
okay.
And my dad always used to sing to me older gospel songs, but I found my ministry through having that connection with God already and having that foundation of that connection with God, but I've been writing since a young age as well, since I was a teenager, like around 12, 13 or so. But like a couple years ago during that COVID period where I had to sit down and recognize my gift and recognize what God had for me, I started putting my writing into fruition and recording those songs. Mm-hmm. So that was when I really stepped outside of my comfort zone and went into what God has called me to do.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, young man. God told Jeremiah, he said, let them not despise you for your youth, because the spirit that God has put in you, age is not a determining factor for the intent of a person's heart. So we encourage you to continue on in your walk with the Lord Jesus, because there are going to be many temptations. I mentioned Tevin Campbell to you. And if you're not familiar with who he is, okay, well, I don't know if you know his story, but there have been many that have been blessed and anointed by God to be involved in gospel music ministry, but here comes the allurement and the temptations and the offerings of the world to sing a secular song, to sing music away from that which worships and honors God. So, young man, you keep your hand in God's hand, because I promise you, the rewards that you'll get from God will far outweigh any material financial gain that the world is trying to offer, because the devil would love for you to stop singing praises unto our God. Don't let him do
it. Yes.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen.
Young man, listen, I have two other songs, Tomorrow Will Bring and then Human. Tell us about the nature of those two songs. Tomorrow Will Bring what? And then what is your interpretation of being human all about in these songs that you sing so well?
So Tomorrow Will Bring is actually the first track on the album Not Too Young that was released in 2022. So it was a very exciting time for me. Tomorrow Will Bring is about waiting patiently for the Lord, because a lot of times, as young people, as older people, we aren't patient enough, and we think that everything
That's
is
true.
On God's timing, and I'm dealing with it right now. I'm in the state of wanting to pick a college, so I'm in that station right now, and sometimes I feel like I have to rush things, and sometimes I feel like I have to do things in the right now. However, I know that with God's power and with God's grace, He's already set out a plan for me. So he set out a plan for each and every one of us. God knows the plans that he has for us. We have to sometimes sit back and be patiently waiting, because sometimes the things that we want aren't the things that God wants for us and the things that God has planned out for us. So that song is just about waiting patiently and keeping that in mind, that tomorrow will bring better than you could have ever expected, because of the fact that you may have thought that you wanted a car, but God may be calling you for something else, something bigger, something more special. So sometimes we have to wait for that. And Human is one of my favorite songs off the album, because it's a transparent moment for me personally, because I haven't always been the most confident in my voice and my performance style and who I am. I've been in church all my life, so I've seen so many great people, and sometimes when your tone is not the same like everybody else's, sometimes when you feel like you aren't replicating what you see a lot, sometimes it's harder to accept who you are as a person, but
yeah.
I know that God has set me apart for a reason, and
mm-hmm.
we all are human, and I put in examples in there. David was an adulterer and disobeyed the Ten Commandments. Well, we shouldn't judge him. God is the only one who is in judgment. What we need to do is have grace
yeah.
with people. What we have to do is realize that we are all men. We are all human. We are all sent down here for a reason. And we all make mistakes. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. But God has sent his son down in human form to forgive us for all of our sins. And he died on the cross for our sins, but rose again with all power in his hands. So we have to have grace with
yeah.
people. And
Amen.
I mean, I know that people see me at church on Sundays and people say, I'm such a great young man, this, that, and the third, but I'm human as well. So I can make mistakes as
yes,
well.
Sir.
So we all have to have grace with each other and realize that
yes, sir.
When we have a relationship with God, that trumps everything else. So listening
Amen.
To that
Amen.
Song really, really pushes that notion that we're only human. We can only do what God
Amen.
Is asking us to do and push that more.
Amen. Well, I'm going to tell you, young man, you have certainly blessed us, and you shared a whole sermon's worth of inspiration and biblical knowledge. And I'm mm-hmm. going to go back, if you don't mind, when you said that sometimes, you know, you may want a car. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
we leave so many parts out of a situation because God may have strategically already designed for you to meet people, but they're still walking.
Yep.
They're still catching the bus
mm-hmm.
right now. So if you're
mm-hmm.
driving, you're going to drive by people that God
exactly.
really intended for you to be a witness to
exactly.
and be a light. So there are so many components
mm-hmm.
to the great strategies that God has mapped out for us. And that's why
yes.
it's good. And I'm happy to hear that you say that you keep yourself open and flexible, because the best ability is still availability. Here's my special
yes,
gift for
yes.
Shine Out of Spotlight. He talked about it, and it's so true, because I shared with Woman of God, Dr. Sharon Mantra, I said that we are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get it right there.
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Yeah, yeah. Some make mistakes every day, every hour, every second. But I won't judge them. I can make mistakes every day, every hour, every second. So please don't judge me. I ain't telling you to do wrong, but Jesus died on the throne for our sins. 'Cause we're only human, 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 human. 'Cause we're only commandments, but I won't judge him. I have cried sometimes because I've struggled with showing my talent, but please don't judge me. Our motto for how to live right should be Jesus the Christ, not man. 'Cause we're only human, human. We're only human. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Human. We
What I'm talking about. He knows. Yes, he knows we're only human. We're going to make some mistakes, man of God. That is my special guest, man of God, A.J. Evans is here with us on this Fire Gospel Experience. Man of God, is there anything that you would like to share with us before we let you get out of here? Anything relevant? Is there something in your millennial generation that you want to speak out now and help us to maybe appreciate and understand your generation better, because we don't want to overlook anybody. I'm going to tell you right now, man of God, I've been here for 6 decades, and I have not forgotten my emotional mental state when I was 17
yes.
years old. I probably am an
yes.
anomaly. I probably am one of the few elders that still cling to their youth and remember what it was like, but I want you to speak your piece right now so that you can say, hey, I did get a chance to free myself and share some things I've been holding on to.
Yes. Well, of course, thank you for having me again. And I just wanted to be able to tell all of the young people out here that you are never too young to do anything that God is calling you to do. At the end of the day, sometimes it's hard to get out here, and sometimes it's hard to see the path when it's not right in front of you and it's not right in front of your face, and you can't plan it out like it's a map. But trust and believe that God has the plan for you, and he knows the plan that he has for you. So at the end of the day, you have to stay steadfast, keep doing what you're doing, and people will try to deter you. Not everybody is going to have the same mindset as you. Not everybody is going to be taught like you. But at the end of the day, when God has a plan for you, you cannot deter your plan for anybody else. I've learned, and I'll make this analogy because we're young and we like social media. I learned that with social media, sometimes we deter what God is calling us to put on there, what God is calling us to explore on social media and have fun, but also share our gifts on social media, like Instagram.
Yeah.
I started sharing my music Instagram, and it was hard at first because what I was used to like 3 years ago was just posting a little picture, putting a little caption, and then calling it a day. But at the end of the day, when God is calling you to do something, sometimes you need to put your own stuff on there. Sometimes you have to explore what you're doing, but also do it on the platforms that God is giving you. But also realize that there are people out here who will unfollow. But at the end of the day, God has a season. God has an audience for you that can surpass anybody who unfollows you. If they unfollow you because of what you're doing, in the grace of God, they weren't meant for you. So at the end of the day, we have to think about it as, we have to think about it as us being young, but us also following the grace of God and following what God has given us and the path that God has given us, because God will give us so much more if we stay steadfast and if we also pray, and if we also fast, and if we also give him all that we have in and out of church. If we just say yes to Jesus, He will give us so much more. So we're never too young to do anything. If somebody tells you you're too young to do a certain thing and God is calling you to do that, say, I am too young. God gave me a I'm not too young. God gave me a purpose, and I'm going to do that purpose. And also, if somebody tries to deter you, don't worry about it, because God has a greater plan for you, and God has a specific audience that he is bringing to you so that you can tell them what you know and what God is giving you, because God will put words in your mouth that you never thought would be
able to do it.
God will put a song in your heart that you never thought would be in your heart, that will touch somebody more than you could ever expect it to touch somebody. So I just pray that you all will realize that God is almighty, and he has a plan, and he is the ultimate ruler, and he has the final say. So follow in the path of righteousness, and do not get deterred by evil or those who just don't want to see the best for you, because it will happen. And I'm still on the path of righteousness and still building towards my calling. So I'm growing in my calling. So like I said before, we're only human. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. But what we can say is yes to Jesus. And that's the first step in completing your craft, your goal, but also God's calling over your life.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, man of God. Amen. I probably could just wrap up the broadcast right here, right now, with you just putting it out there like that, man of God. I thank you. You and Dr. Sharon Manchin have just made my job the easiest that I have ever had to broadcast. Y'all came in and y'all did the thing for real, for real. Let me suggest a sermon for you. You talked about the access that you have and that your generation has in regard to digital technology. We had our college day, our fraternity day at my home church here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, New Saint Hurricane Missionary Baptist Church, with Pastor Derek Easter. It's on YouTube. I'm going to send it to you. The title of the message is How to Thrive in Digital Babylon. He preached that sermon today. And he preached it primarily to your generation, and I think that you will find this profound. I want you to listen to this sermon, and I want you to share it if you feel so inclined. How to Thrive in Digital Babylon. I'm sharing that with you, and I'm sharing that with all the listeners. Just go to our YouTube page, New Saint Hurricane Missionary Baptist Church, right here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, with Derek Easter, and I promise you, you'll be blessed. Man of God, if you keep doing what you're doing, I promise you right now, you're going to be double blessed. I'm looking forward to having you come back. Don't make me come and look
for you,
because I'm going to need you to come back and continue to share. I want you to come back and continue to share and testify and share biblical knowledge just like you did right here. We're out of time right now, man of God, but I promise you, shout out to man of God Chris King for bringing you to this Fire Gospel Experience platform.
Yes.
And I promise you, young man, God has wonderful destiny in store for you. Thank you for joining us. Man of God, AJ
Thank
Evans,
you so much.
Y'all, he's right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Well, he blessed you. I feel so much better. I feel like running. I feel like shouting. I feel like getting my praise on, y'all. Listen, this is Fire, 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 the Gospel Experience, and I am celebrating my five-year anniversary on this Fire Gospel Experience platform. That's right. I said five-year anniversary. Thank y'all for your support. Thank you for your love. Thank you for all that you do to contribute to this Fire Gospel Experience. And my special guest, woman of God, Dr. Sharon Manchin, and man of God, A.J. Evans, was surprisingly celebrating with me on my five-year anniversary. I'm just so excited. So listen, we're going to be talking about blessed and fruitful and multiply, but right now we need to just let woman of God, Kayla Zur, bless us with Holy, Worthy is the Lamb. Holy, 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 yes.
Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity.
what you do. Woman of God, Kayla Shore, taking us behind the veil and giving us opportunities to just forget about ourselves and offer unto God some sincere praise. We will be discussing for your spiritual consideration and your sanctified nutrition from the book of Genesis, the first chapter of the book, Old Testament Bible, verses 22, talking about blessed, fruitful, and multiplied. The word of God says, and God blessed them, saying, be fruitful, multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let the fowl multiply in the earth. Now, I promise you that it is very much true that the word of God is indeed alive. We can read, study, and meditate on this holy writ in one season and come back later in other seasons and receive fresh knowledge that we didn't have before. God's holy word is just that potent. For instance, when I read the creation account in Genesis 1, where holy God spoke these words to the very first created man and woman, Genesis 1 and 27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Verse 28, and God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. When God said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth, these words were always known to me from my early Christian discipleship days. Yet, somehow, after many decades later, how did
did I not see that Holy God spoke these very similar words to the creatures of the earth? Genesis 1 and 21 says, and God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Verse 22 says, and God blessed them. Who? The great whales, every living creature, and every winged fowl. God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth. Simply astounding. Wow, was all I could say. That our great creator God has the same and equivalent care, concern, and life plan and sustenance for the sea, birds, and animal life to be blessed, be fruitful, and to be multiplied. Wow. Again, wow. I missed it, y'all. So, as a lifetime card-carrying animal, sea life, and plant lover, I understand some more of my own affinity to these life forms. All life originates from God. So when we were given our charge as the overseers of the earth, Genesis 1 and 26, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Verse 27 says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. God intended for mankind to care for, provide, and protect all of his created beings in his stead. Our issues are that the self-centeredness of mankind in general isn't very well in the Department of Humanity's sake, let alone the animal and plant life and sea life. I'm sure some will say, well, what does all this talk of the animal kingdom, sea life, and fowls have to do with the kingdom of God? I'm glad you asked. These questions about the living elementals that God created are, I believe, more measures of what God expects of humankind. Are we living up to the divine one's plan of our holy creator? Are we living up to the divine plans of our holy creator? Do we even care about other living creatures? A very difficult question to fathom when we have legally aborted numerous and countless unborn fetuses in the mother's womb since the passing of Roe versus Wade through abortion. These are all issues that the Almighty will bring to bear on all of us that have a significant responsibility left unachieved. Could it be in the great unfathomable wisdom of the Almighty One that the other life forms will be opportunities for us all to practice the knowledge, care, and concern to also sustain and advance human life? Could this issue of concern for all life just be practice of a compassionate heart that we'll all need to express the love of God, that we all need it? Very interesting to think and pray about, huh? For the greater good of all mankind, and certainly and foremost for the glory and immutable God. Amen. If we care about the things around us, maybe that'll help us learn to care about us and the people around us. Amen. Goes right there. Talking about bless, fruitful, and multiply. That includes animal life, plant life, the birds in the air. That includes creatures that crawl on the ground. That includes all of the sea life in the sea. Because this is God's planet. And these are God's creatures. and we were created to oversee all of these things. Amen. Goes right there. I want to thank my special guest, woman of God, Dr. Sharon Manchin, for coming in and blessing us with so much wonderful inspiration and biblical knowledge, godly intuitiveness. Thank you. Thank you, woman of God. Looking forward to having you come back. When you're ready, I'll be ready for you. So we're going to continue this series talking about her collection of books, The Intimacy of Christ, and all those other books that she mentioned. We're going to bring her back so that she can continue to be a wonderful bright light in knowledge, inspiration, encouragement for the people of God. And for those that have not even accepted God, she is bearing witness to the truth, biblically speaking, as well as the life that she's living. Young millennial soldier, man of God, A.J. Evans, Lord Jesus, he just blessed us from the inside out, didn't he? Yes, he did. I want to leave y'all with one final word, if I may. Y'all know I like to just leave the icing on the cake, spiritually speaking. Whenever we say we're blessed and highly favored, we should also say we're thankful and highly grateful. Whenever we say we're blessed and highly favored, we should also say we're thankful and highly grateful. I want to thank all of y'all for celebrating with me on this 5-year anniversary of Fire the Gospel Experience. I'll probably celebrate one more year, and the next year, and the next year after that. But one more week of this 5-year celebration is in store. If you'd like to make a donation, we appreciate it. Y'all can send me a donation if you choose to. If it just moved in your heart, $RonE560. For all the people that I have blessed, I've never asked for a donation. I'm just giving you all an opportunity to show some gratitude, some thankfulness for the work that God is doing in me, just like I've shown it to you. Never charged a dime, wasn't worried about trying to make money. But I do believe that, you know, where your heart is where you'll be willing to make an investment. And I'm just saying that I appreciate each and every one of y'all. If you choose not to give, it's okay, because God has blessed me. I'm not here for financial gain. I'm just giving you all an opportunity to invest in the work of God here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't thank y'all enough. I am going to leave y'all. Let me see here. I have a whole collection of gospel music that I want to play and I want to bless y'all with. Let me see here. Got some music here that, man of God, maybe your practice sent me. You're going to take this gospel message back to the street so that you all would know that this gospel message is, Jesus said, take it to Jerusalem, take it to Judea, take it to Samaria, and then, guess what, take it to the uttermost parts of the earth. And he was not talking about avoiding the street, because I promise you, God is in this thing, y'all. God is in it. Yes, he is. Come on, man of God. Made your fracture unlimited gospel artist blessing us. Until next time, y'all be at peace with our maker, creator, God. Y'all be blessed in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, to do all those things that you can never do on his own. The greatest he was in you, the greatest in the world. So until next time, until next Fire Gospel Experience, y'all be blessed in the wonderful, beautiful name of Jesus. Here's man of God, Mazio, and his gospel trio, Limitless, letting you know that when you are blessed and fruitful to multiply, it's because God is in it. Hallelujah.
They ask me who I'm down with, so I tell them I'm down with G.O.D. You know me. It's your boy Maze, Got God Movement 2022. Let's get it. Yeah.
Rock with them, I'm with it. Holy Ghost, I go get it. Living in it, I'm winning, cause I'm putting God in it. Rock with them, I'm with it. Holy Ghost, I go get it. Living in it, I'm winning, cause I'm putting God in it. My faith go hard. I'm thinking, reaching the highest levels, devils said I couldn't go. Take a look at Mazio, my God, and I'm not letting go. My spiritual so biblical, I am not the typical. Yeah, I believe in miracles, I'm laced up to that Holy Ghost. This is not a show, I live it. Devil want my soul, I'm getting. Feeding fat for heaven's ticket, gotta get it. Represent, got the
like Jesus at you. Man, I'm just making God moves. I used to be a blind fool. Now I'm seeing 2020, it's year 2020. And I see more evil on the way, but I ain't gonna let that stop my face. Uh-uh, devil, not today. You ain't gonna put that mark on me. I know these sharks wanna bite on me, but my faith gon' be fake fearing that. God gon' deal with that. His love for me is real like that. Rock with him, I'm with it. Holy Ghost, I go get it. Living in it, I'm winning. Cause I'm putting God in it. Rock with him, I'm with it. Holy Ghost, I go get it. Living in it, I'm winning. Cause I'm putting God in it. My faith go hard, and it won't stop. My faith go hard, I'm repping God. My faith go hard, and it won't stop. My faith go hard. Hard like a point guard, I pass it on to Sister Spirit, cause he want me to. God moves, I make no lie, I walk in faith, talk in faith. I tell the devil not to say, he always testing me, but Jesus is my recipe. So I'm eating good, got that focus that I need. Weeding out my demons so I can grow like that beanstalk Jack went up. I'm way up because I woke up in this grace. If they talk and they hate, that means I'm doing good. I pray blood, blessings rain down, I'm doing good. Got that push, got that drive, I got God by my side. We all live, we all die, I'm just trying to get it right. What you gonna do when them demons come for you? Will you stand up and fight for the light, for what's right? What you gonna do? Will you ride for God? Will you live for God? Even when they say that you don't have the odds. Rock with them, I'm with it. Holy Ghost, I go get it. Living in it, I'm winning. Cause I'm putting God in it. Rock with them, I'm with it. Holy Ghost, I go get it. Living in it, I'm winning. Cause I'm putting God in it. My faith go hard, and it won't stop. My faith go hard.
Yeah.